Is the ning-nang-ning-nang-nong?
Well, I would suggest that whereas nonsense may have a logic and a form and a function and mirror grammatical rules and, whisper it behind your hand, a hidden meaning, whether intended or not, gibberish, and many a dictionary definition will support me here, doesn't. It doesn't aspire to any of these. It does no more than imitate the sounds of our near neighbours for our delight and delectation. No, not the Dutch in this case. No, our biological neighbours, the other primates further down the evolutionary chain. And that's right, the Americans.
All night long they chatter away, all day long they were happy and gay, swinging and singing in the honky-tonky way.
To gibber might not be to imitate the action of the tiger. It's more akin to the apparently inchoate vocalizings of the ape and gibbon, the marmoset, the chimpanzee and the monkey. So exercise three, then. Listen to the following, then discuss the proposition that animals speak better gibberish than humans.
Do, do, do the funky gibbon. We are here to show you how.
Tinky-winky.
Dipsy.
La-la.